Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and this is Reblog. Reblog are special episodes of the 80% podcast. It's when I read selected articles from my personal finance blog and website, Ready to Be Rich, which you can find at fitzvillafuerte.com. Today, I'm reading the article entitled, What to Do When a Financial Emergency Happens. Unexpected circumstances is life's reality, and sometimes it hits us hard when we least expect it. Financial emergencies come in many forms. It can be as minor as our mobile phone getting lost or our car needing immediate repairs. Or it can be as major as our home being devastated by a natural disaster, running into a huge accident, or losing our job. Whether small or big, these incidents impact our life, and if we're not prepared on how to properly handle these situations, then we could end up in a financial mess. When faced with a financial emergency, it helps to keep these tips in mind. The first thing you can do is to step back and assess the situation. Calm down, breathe deeply, and clear your head. Sit down and assess the situation as objectively as you can. Start by asking yourself the question, is the financial impact of the situation short-term, medium, or long-term? A short-term financial impact would be losing your phone, car breaks down, etc. A medium-term financial impact would be a loss of job, medical emergencies, home repairs, etc. Meanwhile, a long-term financial impact would be terminal illnesses, a breadwinner's loss of capacity to earn, etc. By knowing how the crisis will affect you and your family, you're already one step ahead in coping with the situation. The next thing you can do is to evaluate your available funds. This is now the part when you'll breathe a sigh of relief if you have an emergency fund. Usually, situations with short-term impact can easily be covered by a part of your SWAN fund. SWAN means Sleep Well at Night Fund or your emergency fund. Meanwhile, financial emergencies with medium-term impact will probably deplete more than half, if not all, of your emergency fund or rainy day savings. So, you should still be okay, theoretically. However, your emergency fund will probably be not enough for financial emergencies with long-term impact. Nevertheless, you should still be okay for a few months, but be prepared to make some lifestyle changes. The last thing you can do is to make a financial plan. For situations with short and medium-term impact, the only plan that you need to make is to rebuild your emergency fund. And since you've done it before, I assume it won't be a problem anymore. But for the third situation of long-term financial impact, or in cases when your emergency fund won't be able to cover the costs you'll incur, then here are some things that you can do. 1. restructure your monthly budget. Revisit your spending allocation and make sure there's room for the new expenses that are coming. This is especially true for medical issues that require long-term maintenance. Number 2, cut unnecessary expenses. Go back to basics. Realize that you only need shelter and food on the table to actually live. So have your cable TV subscription, gym memberships, and other luxuries cut, at least for now. Once your finances are better, then you can slowly have these back. Number 3, call your creditors. If you have loans or credit card debts, tell your creditors about your situation as soon as possible. Try to work out an alternative payment plan, get modified terms, or even payment deferral. You'll be surprised how most of them will appreciate the gesture and allow your request. And number 4, find ways to make money. Sell your stuff to acquire some funds immediately, then look for new income sources. Open your eyes to opportunities as there are many of them around. Borrow money from family and friends only as a last resort. Again, only as a last resort. Nobody wants to be in a financial emergency, but it does happen, no matter how much you try to avoid them. Know that the best thing you can do for yourself and your family when such circumstances happen is to be smart and proactive about it. And always remember that just like bad, stormy weather, it too shall pass.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.